everybody. Kyle Klingman here for another edition of 7 Minutes brought to you by CollegeWrestlerRecruiting.com. This week's guest is Noflake. That's her nickname. Forrest Molinari will be on this week's edition with us. She will represent the United States at the 2019 Senior World Championships. She made the world team last year, and she's one of the most dynamic wrestling people in the sport across the board. Greco, women's freestyle, men's freestyle. She's someone that you want to get to know because she is a star in this sport, and we hope that she will stick around for a long time because we need her energy and enthusiasm to continue to make gains for the sport of wrestling. And as we keep pursuing Division I wrestling for women's freestyle, we hope that you will check out CollegeWrestlerRecruiting.com. Forrest Molinari actually went to 2 colleges, Missouri Baptist and King University, so we get to dive into why that took place. CollegeWrestlerRecruiting.com isn't just for Division I. You can check out WCWA, NAIA, Division III, Division II, Junior College. Whatever you want to check out for a college wrestling program, CollegeWrestlerRecruiting.com is your place to stop and look around. Robbie Vincent has set up a magnificent website for you to be educated. And as we all know, the best way to make a great decision is through education. Check out CollegeWrestlerRecruiting.com and be sure to stick around for Snowflake. Forrest Molinari is our guest on this week's edition of 7 Minutes. Our guest today for 7 Minutes is Forrest Molinari, aka Snowflake. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you.
We are going to go 7 minutes. And your first question is, if you could take what you know now and have a conversation with yourself at 15, what advice would you give yourself?
Oh, man, there's so much I could say to my 15-year-old self, especially because I started wrestling so much later than everybody. I mean, when I was 15, I was sophomore in high school, junior in high school. So, you know, I was still learning a lot about the sport itself. But looking back now, I mean, just over the things I've learned in my career, one would be how important nutrition and weight management is, because I used to cut a lot of weight in high school. And I think I could have gotten better quicker if I had understood that a lot more. Another one, and I think I always did a really good job of this, and I tell kids this now, is just remembering to have fun, like, because it's competitive or it's good for you or it's how you stay in shape, but because you like it, you know? Even to this day, I still love wrestling. I'm very passionate about it. I enjoy just going to practice and learning new things and getting better in areas. So just remembering to always have fun with it, and that really should be where, like, your motivation comes from, you know? And let's see, one more good one for my 15-year-old self. To start wrestling freestyle a lot sooner. I didn't start wrestling freestyle till pretty late.
Second question is, we need you to go back to recruiting. My understanding is you went to Missouri Baptist, then King University. Why did you choose Missouri Baptist, and then why was it good for you to end up at King?
So coming out of high school, I didn't have a lot of accolades. I wasn't a big name. You know, I wasn't really that good yet. I hadn't really blossomed as a wrestler. And Missouri Baptist was the only school at the time who had even, you know, took interest in me. And the assistant coach was the one who had recruited me. His name's Colby Robinson, and me and him are still very close to this day. He's a great guy. So I really liked Colby, and we connected well. I thought he was a great coach, so that's why I went there. One, I just, no other schools were interested in me, and two, I really liked him. But he ended up leaving right before I got to school, so I spent my freshman year there, and I, you know, took third at nationals as a freshman, which, you know, was pretty good when all the older girls were still in college, then it was tough, you know. And then after that, I wanted to go to a school where I felt like I was going to be pushed. And at the time, King University had just won nationals, and they had all these national champions and top girls, and they were like the team to beat, you know? So I messaged JM, and I was like, hey, I want to transfer to King. And he was all about it, and we made it happen. And it was, you know, it was a great move for me to be in that program.
If you could take one skill from any other wrestler and add it to your game, what do you think would benefit your wrestling the most?
I would love to be able, and I'm trying to work on this now, but I would love to be able to have the kind of movement on the outside that John Smith does, and just how he could really outwork people with just his footwork. But also, I would love to have that kind of pressure wrestling that Tom and Terry do, and just to understand that great positioning and that constant pushing and pulling and really just wearing on people.
Let's say wrestling has one governing body and you're the president. What would you want to change?
I think I like our like world team selection process. I think the final X process is cool. I do. I enjoy it. I think we do set our best team out. I would actually, this probably is kind of a random answer, but I would get more, try to get more big names like companies to help sponsor USA Wrestling, something like Bass Pro or any like nutrition companies to help just put more cash flow into USA Wrestling to send the athletes on more trips and get more international experience, and maybe push to see if it, you know, push harder to see if we can get on like one of the ESPN networks and televise, like nationally televise, like our final X. You know what I mean? And get wrestling exposed to more than just like, you know, just the wrestling community. I mean, the whole nation, you know, and show how good our teams are.
What is the last thing you tell yourself before you set foot on the line?
Be a gangster.
What's the greatest compliment someone could give you?
I think knowing that I made an impact on a young athlete's life, like an athlete who just starts wrestling or maybe even didn't know about like if they wanted to wrestle or not, and they met me or they saw me and decided they did want to, and it gave them that confidence, or really in any aspect of their life, if I could just somehow positively influence anybody's life or, you know, help give them confidence to do something there or achieve a goal, I think that's awesome, to just make a positive impact in any sort of way, even if it's just a conversation.
What is the strangest thing that's ever gone through your mind during a match?
When I was in high school, I used to tell my mom she couldn't yell during my matches because I could pick her voice out of the crowd really easily. And then I'd stop listening to my coach in the corner, and I could like consciously, like I'll be wrestling, I'm like, I can hear my mom. Like, what is she saying? And I'm like trying to wrestle a match. So I used to tell her she couldn't yell during my matches because I could pick her voice out so well, you know. She wasn't like crazy wrestling mom. She was just cheering for me. But I mean, it's your mom, you know, like, you know their voice so well. I could just pick her out of the crowd, and then I'm not listening to my coaches in the corner, and then I'm not focused at that point. You know what I mean? So I just remember like telling my mom, like, you can't yell anymore when I'm wrestling. You got to be quiet, which is not easy to do, you know, when you're watching your kid wrestle a match.
What is the most interesting thing about you that has nothing to do with wrestling?
I love riding dirt bikes. I've done it since I was a little kid. I wanted to race when I was younger. Still super passionate about it. Looking to buy a dirt bike actually pretty soon. Just always love riding motorcycles. I grew up riding with my dad, and it's just always been something that we've been very close, like had a good bond over.
So is this an opportunity where Mark Ironside races cars? Would you race bikes at some point?
Probably not now, just risk of injury. And I think my coaches would probably flip out if they knew I was racing dirt bikes. But it's always, ever since I've been little, it's always something that I thought was so cool and I would have loved to do. But sports, just like other sports, just kind of took over. And it's okay. I still, you know, ride bikes recreationally, but yeah, I've always loved riding dirt bikes.
What is your greatest fear?
Letting myself down or letting people around me down because I didn't push hard enough in a situation when I could have. When I let up on the gas, when I could have kept going, and I didn't accomplish a goal because of that.
Final question. If you could go back and wrestle anybody from any era, who would you want to compete against?
I would want to wrestle Mark Perry in his prime. I might get a little misdirection, little single on him.
Forrest Molinari, you just went 7 minutes. We appreciate your time.
Thank you so much, guys.